Well, now I'd like to turn to a subject that's dear to your heart, and that's options. My question here, first of all, is, does this subject at all belong in an introduction to the financial markets, or is options something you graduate to after doing a lot of other kind of investing, and you should put it aside because it's dangerous and complex?
First of all, it's not dangerous and complex. It is definitely the most sophisticated product out there. But for a beginner, what the beginner should know is, off the bat, do not be afraid of options. Options are an investor's best friend. They were built to be the perfect form of hedging. And to this day, they are. They are the only perfect form of hedge. Their sophistication would lend me to say that you probably don't want to jump directly into options. Remember, options are a derivative product. They're not, you can't say like, well, there's stock traders and there's currency traders and there's futures traders and there's commodity traders and there's option traders. You can't look at options that way, because options are not a single product in and of themselves. They are a product that's based on all the other products. So there are stock options, commodity options, currency options, futures options. And the thing is that no matter what you decide to trade, whether you want to be a stock trader, a currency trader, a futures trader, you can incorporate options into any of those. And like I said, because they are the perfect form of hedge, they are the life insurance policy, if you will, for your portfolio. So at the very least, what you want to do right now as a beginner is to understand that options are your friend when used properly. They're a very powerful instrument. They are sophisticated. Don't get nervous about them. Don't be afraid of them. Know that you have to start learning them. They are critical, and I mean critical, to your future investment. And they are applicable to any product you so choose.
Well, how do they get such a bad reputation? I mean, I know, I think, several people who have lost money through trading options or by giving their money to somebody else who traded options for them. So people do clearly have bad experiences in the options market.
No doubt about it. I think where it all started was a combination of things. Number one, because options provide leverage, teachers, instructors, people were using leverage the wrong way. There's two definitions of leverage. Leverage can be, number one, the same amount of money invested, but a bigger position. That's not the definition of leverage an individual investor should be using. Definition number two, the one that individual investors should focus on, is the same size position, but less money. Less money up means less risk. Bigger position means bigger risk. That's why definition number one was not what you want to use. So there was that problem of the misuse of leverage. Remember, anything that's powerful can be destructive powerful or constructive powerful. And you just have to figure out which one is which. The second thing is the media hype. Back when CNBC first started, there'd be days when the market would go down. And these guys on CNBC, remember, they're not market technicians. They are simply journalists. They are newscasters, you know? And the thing is, they weren't experts in the market. They didn't understand the market. They were newscasters. They went to school to become someone that's on TV, not someone who's a trader. And what happened is that in order for them to appear as experts, they had to come up with reasons for different things happening. Because people say, hey, why was the market down today? They had to have an answer. If not, they had no credibility. So what would they say? Well, the market was down today due to option-related selling. That's it. It was options that did it. And because so few investors, even to this day, trade options, and even so few professional traders use options, you are pretty safe with about 98% of the general public using options as the reason that this all happened. Well, if there's option-related selling that knocks the market down, why was there never option-related buying when the market went up? They always seem to have another excuse for that. So what they were doing is they needed a scapegoat. They needed something that they could blame it on when the market went down, when they had no answers. They needed to blame it on something. And the easiest thing to blame it on is somebody who's not well known. I mean, I know that whenever I got caught by my parents taking that last piece of cake, my brother wasn't around. I blame him. Why? Because he's not around. How can anybody check? Same idea with options. So few people understood them that there were so few ways of them getting called on their call. But now that they've been around for a while, when was the last time you heard that the market was down due to option-related selling? You haven't heard that in several years. Why? Because it was bull, pardon my French, but it was bull back then, it's bull today. They just know that more people know about options, and this, they can't use that excuse anymore.
So for you, options are of great value. Although you're saying don't jump in immediately, you are saying everybody should learn about them and eventually use them as part of their investment strategy.
Learn the underlying product first.